What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 8th, 2017, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to POW on a Friday and another crazy weekend. But, and I got to tell you, times are so crazy right now. I don't think in my entire life have I ever seen politics and media quite so chaotic as they are here right now. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. I don't know how many phone calls I'm going to be able to take. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And you probably have noticed that the sound quality on the RBN streams is back to normal. The hardworking engineers just tore the place apart last night and they found the problem. So things should be back to normal. And hopefully we will not lose our internet connection again today to whomever was playing such games or whatever was going on. So getting into the news here, I mean, at this point, following the WikiLeaks revelations, every conspiracy theorist in America has now been vindicated about how the government is using all your appliances to spy on you, and they've backdoored everything and planted malware on everything. And it was funny, I was doing another radio show last night where that was a big topic of discussion, where everybody's saying, you know, oh man, we're getting all these emails from people we knew years ago, and they were saying, wow, we thought you were just this wacko banana paranoid tinfoil hat guy, and it turns out you're right. All of our appliances have been turned against us by the government, and worse, they've paid companies to leave back doors open, which the cyber criminals are able to find. Now, the CIA is trying to recover from this by saying, well, we're not doing bulk blanket mass surveillance of everybody. We're really only using this to target a few individuals we think are really bad. Well, so what you're telling us is you opened up 300 million American computer users to ransomware, viruses, all of this stuff to no real purpose at all, is what the CIA is trying to say to cover their embarrassment over this whole situation. Yes, we've made you completely vulnerable to the criminals, and we didn't really have a good reason to do it because you're not doing anything wrong, but that's your government in action right now. Edward Snowden, of course, is weighing in on this, and he's saying that from the language inside these documents, they look authentic to him. This is not being made up. And at this point, the CIA is not actually denying that these are authentic internal documents. They're just trying to explain it away and say, look, it was really necessary. You know, evil people watch Samsung TVs, and therefore we're justified in doing all of this nonsense. And what's really kind of amazing, Snowden is also saying, and obviously we agree, that the revelations show that the U.S. government and the CIA are reckless beyond words for a number of reasons, including absolute violation of the Fourth Amendment, and the fact that they did deliberately weaken the security of Americans' computers for their convenience if it should become necessary somewhere down the road. That's their entire rationale. Yes, we've made you vulnerable to all the cyber criminals and credit card thieves and the rest of it, but it was necessary so that we can go after the real criminals and terrorists. And I wish to point out, if you go back to that article, Rivero challenges the NSA. I proved in those six code challenges the real criminals and the real terrorists are immune to spying. They can create their own systems of encryption. The NSA cannot break, period, end of discussion. Speaking of which, of course, the revelations confirm CIA does, in fact, get around Signal, Telegram, and WhatsApp and Confide encryption. Everybody's out there saying, well, it's really strong encryption. They have a way to get around it, and it could be as simple as having the key embedded in the message. That's what they did when the data encryption standard first came on out, and it turned out your encryption key was included in the message, re-encrypted, with a key only the NSA had. Remember the big stink over Microsoft's encryption infrastructure? And somebody put out a beta release and didn't strip the symbol table information, and they found an NSA key in that, found an NSA key in Windows 2000, found similar things in the Macintosh operating system. Remember when they came out with the Clipper chip? Same exact thing. Clipper was supposed to be this privacy guaranteeing system where when the key that you used was broken into and placed in escrow with two different agencies, which would require the paperwork to get the key, reassemble the key, and then decode your message. And then it turned out your entire key was included in your encrypted message, encrypted in a key that only the NSA had. They lie, they cheat, they steal. This is what they do. And they have left America's businesses, are the businesses who rely on computers and encryption, are wide open to cyber crime. Just because we might want to go after a real criminal or a real terrorist, even though we already know we couldn't read any encryption they create for themselves. Does this make any kind of sense to anybody at all? We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. Wall Street Journal is out there saying the revelations of the WikiLeaks Vault 7 dump are far more significant than the leaks of Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden basically described what was going on, and he provided internal documents and slides and presentations. WikiLeaks is putting out the actual mechanism, and WikiLeaks is saying the 8,000 pages that have been released so far represent just 1% of what they have. In other words, somebody got almost a million pages of the crown jewels of the CIA's spying technology and leaked it. Needless to say, the FBI is out there, you know, hunting for the source of these CIA documents. Couldn't be bothered with Hillary Clinton possibly selling secrets to foreign governments in exchange for donations to her charitable foundation. But by golly, we're going to get those whistleblowers. We are going to get those whistleblowers. Now, there's a lot of stuff going back and forth with regard to WikiLeaks and Vault 7. So basically, here is what we have so far. People are still going through the documents here. There was one program called Weeping Angel. It's named for one of the villains in the Doctor Who TV series. This was the system that infects smart TVs. And in particular, they seem to be targeting Samsung TVs, which have the voice activated control, where you can sit there and talk to your TV and the TV goes, I know, I know, I know, and changes your channels and activates certain things. And we can assume that probably all these other voice activated things like Amazon and Google are probably doing exactly the same thing. The Weeping Angel software, when you turn off your TV, it will go through all the process of turning off the screen and changing the light, but the TV is not really off. It is still listening to the room, making recordings, and sending them back to the CIA. And apparently the reason it got the name Weeping Angel, this particular piece of code was jointly developed with Britain's MI5, whom I assume are all big Doctor Who fans over there. Then there is the Umbridge program. We mentioned this one the other day. And this is the program by which the CIA has stolen copies of hacking tools from other governments in order to go on out and hack systems and leave a false trail pointing to them, primarily Russia. So any of these articles that say we found Russian fingerprints on these hacks, it's a frame up. It's a joke. A really expert hack does not leave a trace. If they're finding fingerprints that point at somebody, it's a frame up job. Period. End of discussion here. Apparently, the Vault 7 documents included classified manuals for the CIA malware to get into Windows, iOS, various flavors of Linux. They know how to get into every single one of them. And again, all of these operating systems are backdoored. I remember a while back when there was a Linux conference, and one of the key figures in the development of Linux for consumer use was asked at a conference, has the NSA backdoored Linux? And he said no to the microphone at the same time he was nodding his head yes, sending a little message there. Another revelation out of the WikiLeaks dump, smart cars. The CIA has developed tools that will hack into and control smart cars. If you're driving a car that has Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or a cell phone connection, and it's got automated parking, they can grab that car and steer it into a tree. And a lot of people are thinking this explains the very strange circumstances around the death of Michael Hastings, who was writing a story about Democratic spying on their opponents when his car just all of a sudden accelerated to top speed and swerved into a tree. And just before he died, Hastings had been telling his friends he was being followed. He was afraid for his life because of what he had found in terms of this massive spy operation by the Democrats against the American people, presumably their political opponents as well. CIA has hacked into Androids and iPhones, and apparently the Android malware, they actually lost control of it. Somebody leaked it out onto the darknet. Same thing had happened to the NSA. The cyber criminals now have the same tools that the government does. And that's why cybercrime is completely out of control right now. Apparently, the CIA has a collection of zero-day vulnerabilities in Android phones ready to use at a moment's notice. Now, if you're out on the dark web and you're a hacker and you find a zero-day exploit, that's worth a lot of money. You can get $250,000 for a zero-day exploit. Now, what they mean by zero-day is nobody's seen it before. Nobody's had any time to counter it or patch it. A zero-day exploit is guaranteed to basically go on out and do what you want it to do until somebody has enough time to come up with a counter to it. And that's why zero-day exploits are worth so much money to the cyber criminals here. As we mentioned a little bit before, the WikiLeaks Vault 7 documents confirm CIA gets around Signal, Telegram, WhatsApp, and Confide encryptions. In fact, at this point, I would say any encryption that's available commercially, off the shelf, downloaded from the internet, has already been compromised. If you need to keep your secrets, use the code snippets from my article on Rivero challenges the NSA. Don't just copy them, because obviously the NSA has them now. But use them to learn how to put together your own encryption, because that's the only way you're going to be able to secure your business plans, your investment plan, the new product idea that you have from the government. And don't think because you're just involved in developing a new product that you're safe. Remember that big stink up at the Seattle Asia Pacific Economic Conference, where it turned out U.S. government agents were breaking into the computers of conference attendees and stealing business secrets to give to Bill Clinton's cronies. Apparently, if you're using Skype, which I'm doing right now to send this show to Republic Broadcasting, your voice conversations are converted into text in real time and scanned for content of interest and stored in the CIA spy cloud. So, anthrax, nuclear weapons, Allah Akbar, Aloha snack bar, terrorism, nuclear weapons, assassination. That ought to wake them up. And, of course, we reported on this one yesterday that the CIA has holes in all of the major antivirus programs, as well as the operating systems. They've made it wide open. And the CIA is saying that for the vast majority of Americans, they're not really looking at you. But what it means is your security for your business computer, your home computer, all of it has been crippled and made vulnerable to cybercrime just because the CIA thinks they want to look at maybe some real criminals and real terrorists. Even though if those real criminals and real terrorists are coming up with their own encryption, the NSA and CIA can't do a thing about it. They cannot break a newly created code, especially one with an exceptionally long key. Now, getting on back to this story, the CIA has stolen computer spying techniques from Russia in order to allow it to carry out false flag attacks, which fool the victims into thinking they've been hacked by the Kremlin. Remember when the DNC said our computers were being hacked by Russia? They wouldn't even let the FBI look at them. Just take our word for it. It's the Russians. Their fingerprints are all over it. We found vodka and borscht splashed all over the keyboards. And that's how ridiculous it was just getting out there. So what we're basically coming down to is the so-called Russian election hackers more than likely are working in Langley, Virginia. That's what's going on here. It was going to be a false flag. They were going to frame Russia for rigging the election, just like they lied to you about torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin and a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor and Saddam's nuclear weapons and Assad's sarin gas. And how many more times are you going to have to be lied to by this government before you decide you will not live under a government that lies to you? That is the question. Now, over at whatreallyhappened.com, we did post a link to the very last article written by Michael Hastings before his suspicious death. And the article was titled, Why Democrats Love to Spy on Americans. And you should take a look at that. He was on to something. He was on to something major with that. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call here. Steve in California, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, I sent you an email today on this whole thing with the Women's March today. I was kind of curious where that all originated from because they seem to pop up a new one all the time. But I think we all appreciate women, and I'm just trying to figure out the source where that all started from.
It's coming out of militant feminist, keep the men and women angry with each other. But the reason they keep coming up with a new Women's March, Women's Day Off, is because they're not getting any traction from any of these things. And even worse, people are making fun of it. You know, and we even posted a link to an article with humorous tweets that were coming on back and saying, well, you know, thank goodness the Women's March isn't affecting the topless bars.
Right. Hey, last question. Did you ever locate that Russian dressing yet in your grocery store? Because I pointed it out to my wife last night, and she said, I can't believe you're right. Everywhere we
you
went.
You know, I forgot to look. We were at the market the other day, and I absolutely forgot to look. But I'll tell you what. I'll make a point this afternoon. I have to go out and run errands as soon as the show is over. I will go down and see if we do or do not have Russian dressing in our local supermarket. But given Safeway and they don't carry a lot of variety of anything, they don't even carry pickle and pimento loaf or olive loaf anymore, they might not have Russian dressing, and it might just be because they figured it's not going to sell well enough in Hawaii to make it worth their while. But I'll take a look.
Okay, thanks. See you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, this scandal about the CIA is starting to spread all over. It is big enough now where the corporate media is having to report on it grudgingly. And they're not even trying to say that it isn't real or it's all a hoax or anything. It's too big. It's too well documented. But they're out there trying to say, it's no big deal. If you've got nothing, if you're doing nothing wrong, you've got nothing to hide. Yeah, I do. I got a lot of stuff to hide. I got business secrets to hide. I've got love letters to Claire I want to keep personal and private. I've got my Aunt Mary's top secret chocolate chip cookie recipe I don't want anybody peeking at. I have a right to privacy guaranteed by that Fourth Amendment. And more important, I have a right to have a secure computer system on which to conduct my business without being held up by ransomware. And if you look at the scale of the ransomware problem, where we're talking about like one-third of large companies have already been hit by this, and most of them are having to pay. Thank you, CIA and NSA, for leaving our systems wide open for the cyber criminals. I think there ought to be a class action lawsuit by every business that has had to pay ransom to a ransomware writer and sue the CIA and the NSA for recovery of the money plus punitive damages for doing such a dumb thing, aiding and abetting cybercrime or misprision of cybercrime. At the very least, these people should be going to jail. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day. And the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%. And they also provide a health coach for you at no charge to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com. And use promo code TALK.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com, naturesyouth.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to grab a quick phone call from David in Puerto Rico. David, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Michael, I've been listening to you for some months before the elections. Our elections here in Puerto Rico were the same day as up in the States. Mm-hmm. And there's two subjects that I've been wanting to call you about real quickly. Number one, when you mentioned the arguments that are used that Israel, that they still have to possess their land, that they have the right.
Okay, David, let me cut in here for just a minute here. We're talking about the revelation that the CIA has literally turned all of our appliances into spies against the American people. We're talking about a new, more serious Watergate in which President Obama was bugging President Trump. And all of a sudden, you want to come in and start talking about why God gave Israel to the Hebrew people here. I think maybe you should call back much later in the show, like maybe 2 or 3 years from now, and we're going to let you go. This is another example of how the people who are trying to keep this story from going on out are having Shills call into a show to try and take it off topic, take it off focus, get him talking about something else. Plus, my mailbox is full of emails about, HARP and UFOs and the Hollow Earth and Planet Nibiru and all this other stuff. You can almost smell the panic coming out of the establishment elite. They're in serious trouble. They know it, and they don't know what to do. So they keep on playing the games that worked back in the 1950s and 1960s and don't realize it's a different world today. Now, getting back to the present moment and what is important, Germany's chief prosecutor is now going to be looking into these WikiLeaks documents that are just now being dumped. Because, as you know, one of the areas in which President Obama was, in fact, spying on other people was they hacked into Angela Merkel's cell phone for a long period of time. And Angela is still not in a forgiving mood about that. And I can imagine probably all these other countries around the world are going to be looking very closely at this. They certainly were looking very closely when Edward Snowden blew the whistle on the NSA. And now somebody has blown the whistle big time on the CIA. And everybody's going to be very, very upset over the fact that their privacy has been violated by the United States government. Okay, apparently some of these documents, we were talking about how the Samsung TVs would record your voice and send it in for analysis, how Skype, your communication is translated into text in real time and scanned for incriminating words, anthrax, botulism, Ebola, anything that's going to get them upset. Apparently, they're doing the same thing to the iPhone conversations. And you have to know that this is certainly possible when you use Siri or any of these other voice assists, which understand what you're saying and will carry out your wishes. But at the same time, that technology can and is being used for nefarious purposes. Now, amazingly enough, BuzzFeed came on out with an announcement saying Apple has patched the vulnerabilities mentioned in the WikiLeaks dump. Apple's already come on out and said, no, in point of fact, we have not, but they don't know where BuzzFeed got that. So there's a lot of fake news already out there trying to blur this. If nothing else, try and cause so much confusion, put so much dust in the air that nobody gets a clear picture of what's going on. And we may never have the fine details of all of this. And you know something? It doesn't matter. We have the core scandal right here. And we don't need to get lured into endless discussions about minutia. The CIA and the NSA, and for that matter, the FBI, are in violation of the Constitution of the United States of America. And that means everything they're doing is illegal, unconstitutional, and it delegitimizes the entire federal government. We do not have a legal, constitutional, legitimate government of this nation at this point. Very interesting article coming out of Patriot Rising. Spies, killers, thieves, liars. The CIA is the state distilled. You want to know about any entity, you look at its worst possible examples, and here we are. We're seeing that our CIA is just as evil, if not more so, than the old KGB was. Remember when they were tarnishing Putin because he'd worked for the KGB, while George Herbert Walker Bush was director of the CIA. And now we know what the CIA is really like. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twist is steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show here. I'm going to go off on a bit of a tangent for a minute because I'm getting emails from some of the liberal whiners about my Trump is my president t-shirt. It's from InfoWars, and it was sent to me as a gift. I mean, we're actually starting to get an audience right here on the island of Oahu. Claire and I are getting recognized all the time. And so some friends over in Kaneohe sent me their shirt along with a copy of Roger Stone's new book, The Making of the President 2016. Now, I haven't read the whole thing, but I've read enough of it to know that it's a very good analysis of what happened last year. He doesn't go into the election fraud that I've found so far, but he does sum up something that I'm absolutely in agreement with. He says the reason Donald Trump won is because America was sick of the Bushes and the Clintons. Because they are not on opposite sides. They're working together. I mean, George W. Bush comes on out, bashes Trump, and he's the darling of the liberal Democratic media. That tells you what's really going on. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call. Mike in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
For those out there who think it's far-fetched that your car or vehicle can be hacked, I would like to refer them to this. It's like a video, and I'm not sure if it's from a TV show, but it's one of those geeky, techy shows where these guys, you know, experiment with electronics. And this gentleman and a cameraman were driving this Jeep Grand Cherokee, you know, $50,000 vehicle with all the, you know, gigas and doodads on it. And these two tech, you know, wizards, you know, basically took total and complete control of their Jeep Cherokee. They could steer it wherever they wanted to. They could start and stop it. They could make it do semi-circles. They had the windshield wiper going. And the coup de grace was on the display, you know, for the backup light, you know, or for the turn signal, you know, how you can, the cameras can spot the, you know, the rear backup or the left turn lane.
Mm-hmm.
The two guys showed up on the doggone video screen. So you might find it on YouTube. But
There's actually a few of those. After Michael Hastings, let's just be honest, he was killed. After Michael Hastings was killed and this issue of remote controlling cars came up, there were some TV shows like the one you're talking about, and several university IT departments started looking into this as well. And there have been a lot of university students who've been able to do this. The only question is, how far away does somebody have to be to seize control of your car? And for those cars that actually have cell phone links, the answer is the perpetrator can be virtually anywhere as long as they can dial into your car. And the real danger is, if your car has automatic parking, then that means the steering wheel is under the control of the onboard computer, and that's what really makes it dangerous. But even if you just have the close approach radar system, they can still take control of the accelerator and the brakes and do all kinds of mayhem. Whoever designed these computer systems for the cars, they really were not thinking in terms of somebody getting in there and causing a lot of damage. And it's reflective of the extreme recklessness that this whole Internet of Things is being put together with, where everybody's putting computers on stuff and they're not really thinking about how any of this stuff can be used to ill purpose. But there have been several of these TV shows and several actual scholarly research projects done on this very issue. There is no question it's possible.
Well, all I can say is, if you're a high-profile activist against the New World Order, you need to think twice before you buy a fancy car with all those added accoutrements that make your car hackable.
Well, like I said, I'm glad I'm driving a 17-year-old Honda for that very reason, although I have to go to a special gas station to get the ethanol-free gasoline so I don't melt the fuel system. And even if I do reach a point of being able to get a newer car, a GPS would be nice, but other than that, I don't want any of the bells and whistles. I don't want Bluetooth. I don't want Wi-Fi. I don't want any cell phone connections whatsoever. The problem is, because of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, you're literally not allowed to know what is inside that computer of your car, whether it actually still has a cell phone link or other capabilities. You're not allowed to know that at all. And that really makes it very, very dangerous because people are now finding out the cell phones they bought, the tablets they bought, the laptops, the desktop computers, even their TVs that they thought were just going to be working for them. Now they're finding out all of these appliances have been turned against us by the U.S. government.
Thanks a lot. Keep up the great work. I'll see you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, as I said, the CIA is not denying that any of these documents are real. They're just trying to explain it away and say, well, we have to do this to get the bad people. And yes, it's inconvenient for you, but just go along with it. And apparently, General Michael Hayden was on Stephen Colbert's show just last night, saying that the CIA does not spy on Americans. And do you remember when James Clapper said exactly the same thing under oath before Congress following Edward Snowden's revelations about the NSA? And that turned out to be a bald-faced lie. So I don't believe anything Hayden says. I don't believe anything anybody in CIA or NSA, or for that matter, the federal government as a whole, or the corporate media as a whole say. Their whole business is lying to you to get what they want, your money, your obedience, your children for their wars. That's it. That's the model right there. Now, I found this very interesting article back in 2015 where Rand Paul expressed his extreme upset that the NSA, in the course of spying on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, was spying on members of Congress. And we know that's been going on. NSA admitted they were spying on Barack Obama when he was just a senator before he became the president. And Rand Paul was back in 2015. He's appalled this is going on. And I can understand why he's appalled. But are you seeing the double standard here? When it's politicians and the president and these important elite people and they discover they're being spied on, they're furious and they're upset. But when it's you, the American people, oh, really, you should just go along with this. If you're not doing anything wrong, then you've got nothing to worry about. It's a little bit of hypocrisy. If it's wrong to spy on a politician, it's wrong to spy on the American people. And let's be honest, once the NSA and the CIA have set up these spy systems, of course they're going to go after the politicians. They're going to try and get dirt on them to get them control. And this existed long before the internet, long before electronic systems. J. Edgar Hoover was notorious for his personal file system, where he had blackmail information on everybody in the U.S. government. That's why he wound up being FBI director for life. He had the goods on everybody, including President John F. Kennedy. He was able to literally steer the U.S. government the way he thought it should go because he could blackmail everybody up to and including the President of the United States of America. And that is the danger with allowing these intelligence agencies this much latitude. You cannot let them off the leash. They will turn and bite their master. Now, of course, the good news here is this pair of scandals, Obama bugging Trump, and reinforced by the revelation that the CIA has built the bugging capability into virtually everything we own, allows Donald Trump to take the initiative against the Democrats because they've been pushing for this. We have to investigate Russia and Trump. We're investigating. We're determining the course of the political dialogue. Not anymore. Because now Trump has grounds to have the Democrats and Obama and Hillary investigated. And the House Intelligence Committee is saying, yes, we have to look at this. This is important. And of course, the Democrats are just in a panic. How could you even think that we could do something like this? The 11th commandment is only the Republicans have Richard Nixon's. Now, the other day, we were talking about how FBI Director Comey, and obviously it was a mistake for Donald Trump to keep him on, he went to the Department of Justice and asked them to just ignore Trump's claim that he was being bugged for political gain by President Obama. The Department of Justice, under the control of Jeff Sessions, has told Director Comey, we are investigating. They basically told him to go jump in the lake. And Comey, I guess, is feeling very nervous because he was at this speech here. Everybody's all talking about should he quit, should he resign, should Trump fire him? And Comey actually came out with this speech at a cybersecurity conference hosted by the FBI in Boston College, and he said, you're stuck with me for another 6.5 years, which is the remainder of his 10-year appointment to the post. And that sounds like famous last words to me, because the reality is President Trump can fire him. Remember, on the very day that Vincent Foster's body was found in Fort Marcy Park, Bill Clinton was swearing in a new FBI director. He had fired the last one. The president has that authority. And I think Trump ought to fire Director Comey. I think Trump has to start really cleaning house. And now he's got the political capital to do it. Because there are a lot of people in Congress that are now saying, wow, were they spying on me? Is this how they got the blackmail information? Is this how they're going to destroy my career if I don't go along with them? More and more people are beginning to think that the main reason that FBI Director Comey allowed Hillary Clinton to walk on her listed Title 18 felony violations is because she knew about the illegal wiretapping, which is supported by tweets that she put on out and statements by other people that we're getting to. And she was blackmailing Comey, saying, if you bring charges, I will out the fact that there was a new Watergate spy operation going on against Donald Trump under your authority. All of Washington, D.C. is this Gordian knot of blackmail going back and forth, and it's strung violin string tight. All it's going to take is a couple of strings to break, and it all's going to unravel here. And, of course, the wiretaps appear to have started right after that very bizarre meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton that everybody was wondering, oh, we just talked about our kids. That's it, really. Nothing to see here. Yeah, we don't do that sort of thing. That runway may have been the only place in America the CIA wasn't bugging at the time here. It's amazing here. Now, here's the good part. We understand the Intelligence Committee is going to be investigating. The Department of Justice is going to be investigating. Word is that Trump has brought on a whole new phalanx of lawyers onto the White House staff just to look at this issue. And everybody's in a panic. They know somebody's going to go to jail. The question is who? And I can tell you right now, the ones who are not going to go to jail are the ones who come forward first and make their deals. And this brings us to Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, who basically rolled over telling Fox News that he and everyone in the Clinton campaign knew that Obama was wiretapping Trump Tower. And that was illegal for the Obama administration to convey to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And obviously, if he's sharing the fact that there's a wiretap in that they bugged Trump Tower, then they obviously the next step is they were sharing intelligence. And so now you've got Hillary Clinton's own former campaign manager saying, yeah, everybody knew it was going on. And this could trigger literally a flood of Hillary associates coming forward and saying, yeah, it was going on. It's a new Watergate. We were involved. We hated it. We're going to make our deal now. Last one standing gets to go to jail. Now, Loretta Lynch herself, the paper trail is leading back to her. She signed off on this warrant application to the FISA court, which was then used to spy on Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump's name was not actually on it. And we know that that FISA warrant was based on a fake website, a fake Trump website. It was made to look like it was associated with Donald Trump, put up a bunch of stuff to make it look like he was associating with the Russians. It was a complete fraud. So Loretta Lynch basically submitted a warrant based on fraudulent information to the FISA court, and it was then granted. She could face prosecution on that one, and she should. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to thank you for the recommendation of Yandex. I've started using that now for the past few days.
Yes.
So thank you very much. I was using Bing. Is Bing affiliated with Google?
Bing is run by Microsoft, which I think is probably just as compromised as anybody else, especially going back to Windows 2000 and Windows 7 with their NSA keys. So I would say at this point, every large American computer, IT, social media company has been compromised by the CIA or the NSA or both.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm using Yandex then. Mike, I think if ever there was a time the elite, the deep state, the shadow government needed a distraction, it would be now. And I mean a false flag, a war. You mentioned North Korea yesterday, potentially.
Oh, yeah. North Korea is coming to attack us here in Hawaii. North Korea is coming to attack us here in Hawaii. Pay no attention to the CIA dumps. Pay no attention to Watergate 2. North Korea is going to attack Hawaii. There are kimchi pots flying everywhere. It's horrible.
Yeah, just, you know, try to, I don't know, if you guys have a backyard, you can build a bunker down there.
We have a very small backyard. It overlooks Pearl Harbor. If somebody nukes Pearl Harbor, we're going to find out about it 12 seconds later.
Yeah, you mentioned the U.S. is about to embark, U.S. and South Korea, on this 60-day exercise. So it's a concern. But One other thing I wanted to talk to you about, Mike, was Hawaii is in the news on this Trump's new travel ban. They say that a case could be brought in Hawaii. Have you heard anything about that in terms of
I actually have not. I was going to say, so Trump says I can't go to the mainland U.S. I mean, that's fair. I can't order anything from the mainland right now. I was going over to Edmund Scientific trying to get a science toy for a small person whose birthday is coming on up. Edmund Scientific won't ship to Hawaii or Alaska. A lot of the people on eBay won't ship to Hawaii and Alaska. It's become such a headache here. And now I guess we're on the travel ban. Well, that's okay. I wasn't really planning on going to the mainland in the immediate future anyway. So who cares? I hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know Angelo Codevilla, the author and professor. He had said he wrote a book about the ruling elite. He had said that he believes this new travel ban will be overturned as well, because these judges, all they have to do is shop for a circuit, and these judges are such ideologues and extremists, they'll just overturn it.
It may well be, but again, the law is on Trump's side, and at some point I think the American people are going to start doubting the judges, and that's something they don't want to have happen. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And following up on Bob's call here, I mentioned earlier in the week, and I'm going to mention it again. A government, no matter how much it's fighting internally, various factions at war with each other, it is important to present a public face that is calm, unified, and consistent to reassure the population that government is functioning as they have been told it is supposed to function. And we're already losing that. We're seeing the faction fights breaking out into full public view. And that is the beginning of the delegitimization of the government. Now, part of that is the court system itself, because we're sort of all brainwashed into say that we will allow judges to decide and arbitrate disputes between individuals in civil cases and individuals in the government in criminal cases. And we go along with that on this faith that the guys in the robes, or gals in the robes, are being fair. But the more and more we see judges engaging in outright political activism from the bench, the less and less confident we are in the justice system as a whole, that it is, in fact, acting in the best interest of the general population. It is seen as just another instrument of a tyrannical state. And that's what's going on over at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Every time they come on out and they overturn Trump's executive order, even though the law gives him that authority, the court system as a whole is suffering more and more damage to its credibility. People are turning away from it. They don't believe the courts represent justice anymore. The blindfold has slipped, so to speak. By the way, Jeff Sessions has come on out and acknowledged that more than 300 people who came here as refugees are currently under investigation for potential terrorism-related activities, which is the whole point of banning travel from these nations. And the corporate media is still out there proclaiming that it is a Muslim ban. No, it isn't. It's a ban on travel from specific countries. And if you're coming from those specific countries, it doesn't matter if you are Muslim or Christian or Jewish or Pastafarian or an atheist or a Scientologist, you are going to have the same degree of difficulty getting into the United States of America, because these countries do not like our country, because our government's been bombing their country for a very long time. And nobody can have that sort of thing happen to them and remain entirely cheerful. Trump is right, and all these open border people are absolutely wrong, but they serve a higher, more noble purpose of a single global government and a human race unified in debt slavery to a single private central bank. The true believer mentality. Let's see. I know we got some callers waiting on the line, but I'm going to take them after station break because we've only got a couple of minutes left in this segment here. Apparently, a former CIA official is saying that Obama's wiretapping of Trump was his least abuse of power. And he's saying Obama needs to be sent to jail. And that would be an historic first to see a former president sent to the Huskow, but I think it's high time. So this is Larry Johnson is out there saying, yeah, nobody should be above the law in this country, even if they're a former president. I absolutely, most heartily agree. We'll be back after station identification.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO food
free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.